What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Today, I'm going to react to Patrick Bet-David, one of my favorites, and Valuetainment, reacting to Barack Obama saying that Democrats need to get over their obsession with Donald Trump. But before we do, like always, let's give you a word from a sponsor.
That lick, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lick, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like.
They like, do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur? Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, go to DizzleBrand.com store and you can get the hats. You can get the t-shirts, the Dizzle Brand merch. And as you see, this t-shirt is pretty fresh. Pretty fresh. So we're going to react to Valuetainment and Patrick Bet-David, see what they had to say about Barack Obama saying that Democrats need to get over their obsession with Donald J. Trump.
Obsession with Trump. The thing that I think sometimes we seem to make a mistake on is his behavior can be so outrageous, and now folks who try to copy him and his outrageous behavior are getting a lot of attention, Obama said, referring to MAGA supporters. And so we join that game, and we spent enormous amount of time and energy, resources, pointing out the latest crazy thing that he said or how rude or mean of these Republican candidates behaved. That's probably not something that in the minds of most voters overrides their basic interest. Can I pay the rent? What are the gas prices? What are gas prices? How am I dealing with the child care? Obama continued. So what's the reason why Obama's now saying this today? Is it because midterms is less than a few weeks away? Is it because, he's just kind of watching people seeing how they're losing control and he's worried how bad things are going to be? Why do you think he made the comments that he made?
Can I ask you a question, Pat, for you? What do you think that the Biden White House thought about these comments? No, we don't want to talk about the economy. What are you doing? Do you think the Biden White House and the strategists appreciated the ex-president?
Let me answer that for you. Not one bit. Not one bit. Let's keep it moving.
Say, do you think maybe deep down inside he wants Biden to break his record? You know what his record is, right? Most seats flipped 61. He's like, dude, that's not a record I want to hold. It's like having the most strikeouts in the season. No. It's like, look, man, I want you to take that strikeout record away from me. All I'm looking for, Biden, is for you to flip 62. Okay, it's to lose 62, and I'm happy where I don't have to have that record. But why do you think he made the comments that he made today, 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out?
Did he use Trump?
And I didn't know Obama holds that record, but let's keep it moving.
I don't know.
That's not Obama's style. He might allude to somebody. I don't know if he actually used Trump's name. Obviously, we know who he's referencing. Is when you use terms like outrageous and crazy, rude and mean, we know who he's talking about. However, I don't know if he actually addressed Trump.
What's your point, though?
But I do have I'm wondering if he used his name.
No, he didn't. He didn't use his name.
Okay,
so yeah.
That's check.
I hear Patrick David say that a lot to my man over there. What's your point?
Agree with Obama here about the time and the energy. Jesus, and I fell victim to this, how much time and energy you spent to following up what the hell Trump said that day or that week or that tweet. Jesus, it took a lot of energy and time for everybody, whether you're defending him and no, that's not what he meant, and you're misinterpreting what he said, and good people on both sides, like time and energy. And if you're one of the people that were on the other side of the MAGA, you know, side of things, just the obsession that you paid attention to, all the ridiculous things, that you lost nights of sleep over this man, And I know there are not a ton of amazing things that you can say about Biden, but one of those things is he's not making ridiculous news that you can actually move on with your life and spend your time and energy on things that you can control. Your own money, your own pocketbook, your kitchen table issues, your family, your health. So everything comes with a pro and a con. Everything's binary, but I do agree that people spend a lot of time and energy focusing on Trump.
Do you have any thoughts on this? Or
I just think Trump was the counter swing of Obama. So it's always rings false to me when Obama is talking about Trump. Because quite honestly, I think Obama's policies led to Trump in a lot of ways. So, yeah.
We're on the same page. I think he gave birth to Trump.
He did.
That's simple. Yeah, I think Bush gave birth to Obama, and I think Obama gave birth to Trump.
Yeah, I've got an analogy doing some journaling, and I was thinking about this. You know, America's political system in a lot of ways is like, you know, a pendulum is one of those things where you take and the ball goes and then it slowly stabilizes. The American democracy was a pendulum that started in the middle and is like slowly swung one way and then it goes back the other way. And like we're at a place now where it's like violently swinging from side to side. And, you know, that is the Obama Trump swing and, you know, back to Biden. It just I'm hoping we can get some leadership that can stabilize it and not have these violent swings.
I agree with that 100%, that analogy he just made. And Democrats do need to just stop worrying about Trump and need to just worry about policies and just doing – every politician just needs to worry about doing their job, you know, and stop worrying about what the next person is doing or not doing. They need to worry about doing their job, you know what I'm saying? So that's my take on it. But I agree with pretty much a lot what Patrick Bet David said there. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.